Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Inyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. What an honor it is to pastor that congregation here in the Denver metro area. We're in Wheat Ridge, 41st and Independence, right near I-70 and Kipling. And the reason I'm sharing that is because there's an event coming up there. But first, let me tell you that you might be able to hear in my voice, I'm having a hard time talking. I do not need any suggestions for, you know, how to overcome a sore throat or laryngitis or anything. But thank you for thinking of that. But if you would, here's what I do need. I would appreciate calls where you could call in so that I don't have the mic for the whole half hour. Call in and share your thoughts about this program, Bob Inyart Live. In our outreach over the years, this is our 25th year on the air, right here at KLTT, AM 670 KLTT, 50,000 watt AM radio station, the most powerful Christian station in the country. Not the most powerful radio station, but the most powerful Christian radio station. It is the most powerful radio station in Colorado, which is just extraordinary. 50,000 watts, so low on the AM dial, AM 670. So if you could, call us 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. NYART is E-N-Y-A-R-T. NYART, E-N-Y-A-R-T. And so that phone number, 1-800-836-9278. Also, if we got a couple lines and if you can't get through, then email us at bob@kgov.com. Just send an email and say you'd like to get through and provide your phone number, and then we will call you back. So bob@kgov.com or email or call us right now, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Now, coming up, Colorado Right to Life's annual event, their fall banquet. It's going to be held in Wheat Ridge at Denver Bible Church. We've talked about this on the show already, that coming to this event has different layers of significance and blessing. One part is to encourage you. Another part is to encourage anyone you may bring with you, a spouse, kids, and so on. Friends, neighbors, coworkers, pastor. And then it's to encourage others who will be there so that they could see that God does have a remnant, that he does raise up an army, a spiritual army, with the weapons of our warfare being the word of God, sharper than a two-edged sword. And also then to encourage those who are in the battle day in and day out, 365 days a year. Like, for example, Susan Sutherland with Colorado Right to Life, Biff Gore, Donna Ballantyne, Dee Waite, Daryl Burkey, right? The list goes on and on. Rosalinda Lozano, Leslie Hanks with American Right to Life. She just called today and wanted us to know that she will be there. And so many others who are in the battle, who are there day in and day out at the abortion mill. Like, for example, Ken Scott and Joe Scott. And so many others. So when you come to an event like this, not just this event, but any event like this, it's not only what can I get out of this, but how can I be a blessing and encouragement to those who are in the ministry. So we've got a couple calls. So if you can't get through, you could email us at bob@kgov.com. That's bob@kgov.com. The second event coming up is this Monday, November 2nd. It is our debate. We've been preparing for this debate for some time. I'm rather excited about it. And by the way, to register for the Colorado Right to Life Pasta Banquet and Mini Film Festival at Denver Bible Church on Saturday, November 7th, there's two seatings, lunch and dinner. Right, lunch and dinner on Saturday, 12:30 or 6 p.m. And you go to coloradorighttolife.org and you can register right online on their website, or you can call them 303-753-9394, 303-753-9394. The second event I want to mention before we get to our calls, thank you guys for calling and helping out. The second event is our King James Only debate. Will Duffy and I, my debate partner, Will Duffy and I traveled to England to go to Oxford to do research on the translation of the King James. To do research you could not accomplish online, or you could not buy a book and get some hands-on research. And we're prepared for the debate. We can't wait. So please get ready for that. It's online, written, 5 rounds, 48 hours between posts. Both opening statements will be posted Monday at high noon at theologyonline.com. It's easy to get to. Just go to our website, kgov.com. You'll find it, or kgov.com/KJO. Okay. Now let's go to the gal. She is Dee in Thornton. Dee in Thornton, welcome to Bob and You're Live.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dee. Thank you for calling in, 800-836-9278. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm calling because I am a member of Denver Bible Church.
Well, Dee, thank you for calling in. What an honor to talk to you on the air.
Yeah, I moved here eight years ago, from Massachusetts, where I was attending Baptist churches, fundamental Baptist churches.
Yeah.
They were all very legalistic, and I was having a really difficult time with the issue of what women were supposed to wear. And I called you because you were the only person that I felt I could trust in that regard, with that issue.
And Dee, I'm sure that there are so many ministers who could give you a strong answer, but I'm thrilled that you knew about us. How did you know about us being way back in Massachusetts?
We used to hear you on the radio in Massachusetts at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. every weekday.
Oh, wow.
So, and to tell you the truth, when I first started listening to you, I used to turn the show off, and I said, this guy's crazy.
Yeah, right.
So but my daughter kept saying, no, listen, he makes perfect sense.
So we try to wear people down gradually. But so, Dee, we were on 5 days a week. We were on live and then with a rerun at night.
Yes.
And so you had found the show, and when it came time for this question, you thought you'd... All right, you called up Bob and You're Live. Was that 8 years ago, or no, that must have been longer?
Yeah, it was 2005, so okay. Yeah, it's been 10 years.
10 years.
It was October 2005, and it was the question, of course, was about the legalism, the church dictating what women should wear, even though God doesn't do it in the Bible. They do it because it makes them holier.
Wow. This idea that women have to always wear skirts.
Oh, yes, always.
Yeah.
And the problem with it is, like, one of the women who was the strongest in the skirt camp, she has now left the church completely.
Yeah.
She was on a treadmill at the gym in her culottes, and she thought to herself, I want to witness this woman on the machine next to me, but she's going to think I'm a lunatic because of what I'm wearing. And she was so right.
So she wanted to share the gospel with the gal next to her.
Yeah.
But she was embarrassed by obviously being a slave to this absurd cultural requirement that's not part of the gospel. When Jesus said, you cannot put new wine in old wineskins, the direct interpretation of that is that you can't squeeze the new covenant into the old covenant, because the old covenant was all symbolism, pointing to the blood of the new covenant, to Christ's life and his death. And so that wouldn't work. You couldn't fit the new covenant in the old covenant. The old covenant would burst asunder. But then there's an application of that to our daily Christian life. And it turns out that the gospel is always new. The gospel is new and fresh and pure. And it sort of gets tarnished with our cultural commitments. And a cultural commitment of one particular strain of Christianity is that women have to wear skirts. So that's not part of the gospel, but it becomes, in reality, almost more important. And you have churches that will talk more about women wearing skirts than they do about any other of a thousand more important things, including like child killing, including like public schools, including homosexuality, including creation evolution, and so on.
And that's exactly what happened. Actually, the pastor and his wife ended up divorced.
Oh.
And they have 6 children, so they ripped their family apart because he was just so adamant about these rules that he had for the church, for his wife, and his family, and she just couldn't take it, apparently. But, you know, it's just all so tragic and needless.
Well, yeah, and certainly it's sinful for a woman to pretend that she's a man,
right,
and for a man to pretend that he's a woman. You know, sometimes in a Christian school, they think it's funny. Some guys will dress up like girls or cheerleaders, and they'll put photos of that in, you know, during an annual banquet, like it's cute. And, you know, they do it to be funny, but the danger is eventually one of them will do it because it's fun.
Right.
And it's wrong for a woman to pretend she's a man, or a man to pretend she's a woman, that gender blurring.
Yes.
But dress changes through the ages. And men, priests, used to wear what we would call a skirt in the Bible days.
Right.
And so God warned them to, you know, be cautious about how they went around.
Yes.
Just to be thoughtful, because men were wearing something that we today could call a skirt.
Right. And it could get gross if they're going up on the altar.
Yeah. So modesty is so very important. It's so very important to not confuse genders. All that is crucial. Bruce Jenner is Bruce Jenner. That's who he
is. Right.
But I become the standard when I tell women you have to wear a skirt. And now I'm the authority, not God, not the Bible. And I've created an idol. It's idol worship.
Yes.
And people are looking to me and not the Word of God as the authority. Sure, I twist a few verses, but I now major in the minors. So what was the counsel at the time?
You told me to run as fast as my skirt would allow. So I ran all the way to Colorado.
Wow. Well, what a thrill.
Now, I took my Toyota while I was at it.
Now, let me ask our call screener. Do we have another caller ready? Not yet, but do we? Okay. So, Dee, go right ahead, and then we'll go to a next caller. We got James back.
Okay. I was just going to also talk about the trip that we all took to Greece back in 2006 in the spring, and what a wonderful time that was. And it was really the thing, I believe, that finalized my decision to move out here and to be part of Denver Bible Church.
Wow.
To be part of a church that, you know, cares about abortion, about protecting children, protecting them from the homosexual agenda. I mean, the churches that we went to on the East Coast, they touched on it, but I don't ever hear any kind of sermon that isn't totally hyper-spiritual and what God is going to do for you. There's never a discussion about what you're going to do.
Wow, wow.
And it really bothers me.
Okay.
And my daughter's pastor always says the same thing. If I went there 10 Sundays out of a year, he would say the same thing. God is in control.
Yeah, so that when, you know, that's nice to think when a young Christian couple are getting married. But when the same couple are getting a divorce 5 years later, or when terribly evil and wicked things happen, that's when that ancient pagan philosophy from Plato and Aristotle, that everything is controlled by God, the tea yeah. leaves and everything, that's when all that falls apart.
Yeah, it just can't, it crumbles, it can't hold
yeah.
up.
Like Jesus said, when that tower in Siloam fell and 18 people were killed, why are you thinking that that was God judging those people? He said, I tell you, no.
Right,
But today, when something terrible happens, people forget about interpreting the Bible. Generally speaking, the body of Christ is not very good at that because it contradicts itself constantly. Now imagine you're going to try to interpret a hurricane or an earthquake or a fire or a crime. What are the chances that Christians are going to correctly interpret that when they don't correctly interpret Romans chapter 2? So, hey, Dee, I want to thank you so very much.
Oh, thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure. I've been away for the whole month of October, and I haven't been to church at Denver Bible Church for that month, and I'll be there on Sunday, and I can't wait.
All right. Can't wait to see you. God bless you.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good day.
You're very welcome. Okay, now in Lakewood, Colorado, and a phone number, 800-8-NYAR, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. In Lakewood, Colorado, James, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Hi, James. Doing well. Thanks for calling.
I'm driving my vehicle, so it's a little noisy, so I'll try my best.
Yeah.
Hey, I just turned on the radio and thought you asking about people to call and try to save your voice a little bit.
Yeah.
I wanted to call in and plug your Real Science, or is it Science Friday now?
Well, Real Science Radio, yeah.
So, I call it the antidote. It's or an inoculation. I love playing getting the MP3s and let my kids listen, and it really does inoculate them against the world. I mean, because no matter what, in fact, they have to hear the other side so that they're not blindsided at some point when
yeah.
they're on their own.
Right.
And hear all these arguments for evolution, but they've learned so much that when we hear things, be it TV or radio or paper or wherever, you know, we can chuckle about some of these things.
Well,
they understand.
Well, you said your kids, and thank you so much for mentioning Real Science Radio. It's, you know, 20% of the programs we do now are Creation Evolution every Friday for many years, and they really have gone far and wide in influencing people, not only in this country, but around the world. We sell flood videos, and I'd say about a third of the videos we sell are to people from overseas, and about the evidence for the global flood. And so that's been one of the major resources we've produced. But, James, you mentioned your kids. So what are your kids' ages?
They're 14 and 16. And, of course, I've exposed them going back a few years to the creation science. And not only from you, but your show's a lot of fun to listen to, and it works perfectly. Like when we've got them in the car, I just pop it in the CD player, and we get to listen.
Yeah, you mentioned the MP3 CDs, and people might not know what that's all about. For example, I just went to our store, kgov.com. You click on the store, and I'm clicking on the science department. And so here we have in the science department, we have the Real Science Radio programs year by year, where you can get the entire year of 2014 for one price on a single CD, on a single disc, and their MP3 CDs. And so
I'd recommend they go back further. I know I've got one from 2009, if you still have them, because
oh yeah, we do.
A lot of fun. In fact, I'm always disappointed when we get past the DVD and finally ran out. In fact, I think I need to get 2014 from you. And I would certainly encourage people to do so. Your ministry, I always felt for a shoestring budget, you guys really have a tremendous effect. Like you said, even worldwide. I just can't encourage people enough to support your ministry.
Wow, thank you so much, James. Yeah, in fact, I'm looking. We have them going back to the year 2007. Of course, we did many science shows going all the way back to 1991. But we started doing them regularly, like weekly, in around 2007. So we have the entire year of, actually it's 2006, 2007, we put on a single CD. Then we have individual years, 2008, 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. And we have a collection to make it easy. We have about 7 years in one set that people could order the whole set. So, and we update those once a year, you know, but it's just a thrill because Fred Williams, I just talked to Fred moments before this show, and Jamie, could I tell you what's coming up a week from Friday?
Wait.
A week from Friday. Let me say that again. James, could I tell you what's coming up a week from Friday? We're going to do the whole show on a skull, on one skull that was excavated by evolutionists. It's called Skull 1470. It's one of the most famous skulls in the history of paleontology. And the turmoil that it put the evolution community through is hysterical, and it's all documented on the pages of the world's leading peer-reviewed science journals. And so we're gonna do a whole show on Skull 1470. It's really gonna be fun.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, it'll be fun. This Friday is the last of our series of the interviews we did while I was over in England preparing for our King James Only debate. So, all right, sir, is there anything else?
One other thing, Bob.
Yeah.
I'm looking. Maybe you recently heard they found two frozen, quote-unquote, cave lion kittens, I guess, in Siberia or somewhere, almost completely intact. I don't know if you heard about that one.
No, I haven't. When was... okay, so that's just come out in the news.
I just saw it yesterday. Frozen, I guess they call them cubs. The little lion, I don't know if you call them kittens or cubs, I guess.
Yeah.
But supposedly... 10,000 years old is what they're claiming, and they're just kind of mystified. They're almost completely intact, and again, it's one of those findings. They're scratching their head trying to figure things out, but might be something interesting to look into. I'd love to hear your take.
Well, it'd be fun. And hey, James, you know the Ice Age? It sort of reminds me of like in astronomy when you look at the moon, or in somebody. Other areas where evolutionists make claims, like they want us to believe that they could explain the universe and how it got there, yet they have the hardest time in the world explaining the moon, because there are a vast majority of the observations about the moon contradict the claim of how it might have originated. And that's why there's multiple theories on how the moon may have originated. So the body that's the closest to us is a deep mystery to atheists on how it got there.
Yes, I think that he can figure out the whole universe, right?
Right. And the star that's the closest to us, our sun, is a deep mystery to the evolutionists. So somebody in a public school might think that, they know how that happened. It was a gas cloud in space, a nebula, and it gradually began to condense until it formed a star. But the problem is the laws of physics don't permit that, because as gas would condense by gravity, the pressure and the temperature of that cloud, that nebula, would increase, and gravity is a weak force, and it is tremendously overpowered by pressure, by temperature, and that would expand the cloud. It would never condense enough to form a star. So what they say is, well, that's the naive form, the naive theory of how we got our sun. The more informed theory, they say, well, there was another star that exploded. And when that other star exploded, it compressed our gas cloud enough so it could start forming a star. So they.
I'm sure we have many years of new and newer theories, and the final theory, and then another final theory. You know, and it goes on and on. It's kind of comical. That's a comical.
Right. So if they have to explain the formation of our star by another star exploding, that reveals the truth that they cannot explain the formation of any star.
Yeah, exactly.
And so
So
the nearest body to us is the moon. They can't explain that. It's filled with contradictions, their ideas. They can't explain our sun. And geologically speaking, the nearest era to us is the Ice Age. That's the closest to us. And their theory of how the Ice Age formed is just riddled with severe problems. So that they can't explain how an Ice Age would begin, let alone how it would end. And if they can't be trusted by something so near to us in time as the Ice Age, how could they ask us to believe them when they claim what happened millions and billions of years ago?
It is ridiculous.
So anyway, thank you so much, James. Appreciate that.
You bet.
Okay, appreciate that call. And that was for Science, Real Science Radio, RSR.org. You know, getting a four-letter domain is difficult, one that's relevant to what you do. And a three-letter domain is almost impossible. So we're just so thrilled and blessed by God. We're so thankful. We have kgov.com, right? kgov.com. And for our science show, we have RSR.org. RSR.org, Real Science Radio. That's a three-letter domain. We also have the long version, realscienceradio.com. And then, by the way, we've helped the personhood groups we're involved with over the years, like Colorado Right to Life. So they own all the relevant domains, coloradorighttolife.org.com, and the abbreviations like coloradortl.org and so on. And the same thing for americanrtl.org. And if you want to call Colorado Right to Life, what a great phone number they have. 888-888-CRTL. That couldn't be easier. 1-888-888-CRTL. And that's to register for the Pasta Banquet and Mini Film Festival coming up November 7th, Saturday at Denver Bible Church. So please come on out for yourself, for others there, for the organizers, for those who fight the battle. This is Bob Enyart. May God bless you.